Hello, brothers and sisters, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. We are going to, this Sunday, celebrate the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary. So I'd like to get you ready for that. Or if you've already know that, just listen to what the little magazine, the Magnificat magazine, says about the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven. Reveals that what God begins, he brings to completion. In predestining her to be the mother of the Savior, the Lord prepared her through the Immaculate Conception, which preserved her from original sin. Grace continued to expand and flower within her, giving her strength to stand by Jesus on the cross. I must say, I can imagine that. She was preserved from the corruption of the tomb and enjoys already a bodily participation in the glory of Christ in heaven. From there, she prays for us, that grace may come to perfection in us and that we may share in her glory with Jesus. Let's take a look at this. It falls on Sunday this year. That means all of us are going to Mass. This is a time to really, brothers and sisters, thank Jesus for his mother, Mary, cared for us and cares for us even now in so many ways. We don't see her, we don't hear her, but she is caring for us from heaven. I don't know about you, but I can't wait to meet her. Although I don't want to leave this life this soon. But when the time comes, I really look forward to seeing her. The Magnificat magazine tells us this: the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary into heaven reveals that what God begins, he brings to completion. In predestining her to be the mother of the Savior, the Lord prepared her through the Immaculate Conception, which preserved her from original sin. Grace continued to expand and flower within her, giving her strength to stand by Jesus on the cross. I cannot imagine what that would be, what that would be like. She was preserved from the corruption of the tomb. She enjoys already a bodily participation in the glory of Christ in heaven. From there, she prays for us, that grace may come to perfection in us, and that we may share in her glory with Jesus. I want to encourage you, brothers and sisters, don't take this lightly. Bring your needs to her, because she can bring them to Jesus. She really can, brothers and sisters. She can bring us to Jesus. Don't just say a quick rosary in the day, if you do that. But throughout the day, Mary, help me to draw closer to your Son. Mary, help me to follow you that I may see your Son. Just little short prayers like that. And if you mean it, God hears it. So let's together ask our Blessed Mother to help us right now through this life. Just turn to her, help us. Just say that word different times during the day. I often say, Jesus, help me out of this, please, please. But you can also say to the Blessed Mother, Mary, pray for me. Mary, help me. Mary, guide me. It all comes from her Son. And now we take a look at the first reading today from the book of Revelation, chapter 11, 19a, chapter 12, 1-6a, and then 10ab. Can you get all that? God's temple in heaven was opened, and the Ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. A great sign appeared in the sky, a woman clothed with the sun, with the moon under her feet, and on her head a crown of 12 stars. She was with child and wailed aloud in pain as she labored to give birth. Then another sign appeared in the sky. It was a huge red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns, and on its heads were 7 diadems. Its tail swept away a third of the stars in the sky and hurled them down to the earth. And then the dragon stood before the woman about to give birth to devour her child when she would give birth. She gave birth to a son, a male child, destined to rule all the nations with an iron rod. Her child was caught up to God and his throne. The woman herself fled into the desert where she had a place prepared by God. And then I heard a loud voice in heaven say, "Now have salvation and power come, and the kingdom of our God, and the authority of his anointed one." God's temple in heaven was open, removing, brothers and sisters, each of us one day closer to when we will stand before God. Call upon him. Call upon him daily. Psalm 45 tells us the queen stands at your right hand arrayed in gold. The queen takes her place at your right hand in the gold of Ophir. Hear, O daughter, and see, turn your ear, forget your people and your father's house. So shall the king desire your beauty, for he is your Lord. They are borne in with gladness of joy. They enter the palace of the king. Brothers and sisters, it doesn't, when it says forget your people in your father's house, that doesn't mean that you shouldn't care for them and love them and meet their needs. You should. But first of all, come to the Lord and ask for help. We all have to help our parents, but it's not taking the place of the Lord. We come to the Lord first every day and ask him for the grace to follow him that day. He loves us, and he wants you to know. He wants your parents to know, your friends to know, that he is a source of gladness and joy, and that we will enter that when we die. Brothers and sisters, then let us obey him. Give us the grace to follow him. First letter of St. Paul to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 20 to 27. Brothers and sisters, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For since death came through man, the resurrection of the dead came also through man. For just as in Adam all die, so too in Christ shall all be brought to life, but each one in proper order. Christ the first fruits, then at his coming those who belong to Christ. Then comes the Father, when he has destroyed every sovereignty and every authority and power, for he must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. The last enemy to be destroyed is death. He subjected everything under his feet. And Mary, when she died, was taken right up into heaven. A chorus of angels exulted because she had followed him so fully. We, on the other hand, make mistakes, don't we? But you know what? God forgives our sin if we bring it to him. If we ask for his forgiveness in confession, we are healed. That sin is taken away. Brothers and sisters, God has provided for us so lavishly. Please let us follow him in everything he asks of us. In the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, this is a long one. We'll see how much of it I can do. This is Luke chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant in her womb leaped for joy, and Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" for at that moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears. The infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believe that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled. And Mary said, my soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God my Savior, for he has looked with favor on his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He has mercy on those who fear him. In every generation, he has shown the strength of his arm. He scattered the proud in their conceit. He has cast down the mighty from their thrones and has lifted up the lowly. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent away empty. He has come to the help of his servant Israel, for he has remembered his promise of mercy, the promise he made to our fathers, to Abraham and his children forever. Mary remained with her about 3 months and then returned to her home. Brothers and sisters, she preached the words of the Lord to us. How much we are cared for. He gave us a Savior. Brothers and sisters, just like us, in all things but sin, he gave him to us. And I can hear, walking on the street, I can hear people swearing in the name of Jesus. This is a holy word, brothers and sisters. It's the holiest of words. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, the whole Trinity, one God. It's here for us, brothers and sisters. It's here for us. They say that when her time came, Our Lady was borne up to heaven in the hands of angels, born through a blue sky that was warm with the noonday heat and yet was pale before the blueness of her mantle. The legions of saints waited her coming, glorious in garments scarlet and white with burning halos. And before them all came Gabriel, his mantle dazzling silver in the sunlight. Bowing low, he gave her a lily for a scepter. She passed the multitude of the angels and saints and came at last to a place of solitude. And here her son came to her. He was a king in a robe of rose, and his wounds were jewels that shone. And he crowned her with great crown, set with 7 brilliant stars, for her life's 7 sorrows. Brothers and sisters, this was written by Carol Houseland, who was a British artist, a poet, and a spiritual author. Carol Houselander, thank you. And all of us together, we turn to the Lord and say, thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us. Ponder the gifts that God has given us in this life. Don't turn away from him. No matter what the situation, turn not for him. Just keep asking him for help. You'll be amazed at the way God does his work in us and through us. God bless you. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.